coming off the Cattle Trail Tournament. You had Alma the other night. Tell you, these RPAC teams, it doesn't matter if you're playing West schools or East schools, you're finding out, boy, it's tough pickings every night against some of these conference schools, isn't it?
It is, and I truly believe the RPAC is one of the most competitive conferences in the state, and he ran from C2 to D2, and some big C2 schools down to some little D2 schools, and you're talking about Alma there, and Alma's a really, really good C2 basketball team, and Med Valley, we faced them twice, another RPAC opponent that's a really good basketball team, but the competition level in the RPAC, east, west, north, south, it doesn't matter. It's very, very good this year.
I know. You're welcome back, Derek Kelly, back from, didn't play early on, but got him back, I think, over the Cattle Trail and over the weekend and last weekend, of course, with Alma as well. I'm sure still not in basketball shape, but you're getting him on the floor, and he's contributing for you.
Yeah, he came off that pretty bad football injury there, and was out for a couple months, and he has contributed for us. Like you said, he's still not in the best of shape or as great a shape as he could be, but he's still playing a lot of minutes for us. He's grabbing a lot of boards for us and scoring a few points here and there, and we've got to fine-tune a lot of little things for him, but for just stepping in a week ago, he's done a lot of good things for us.
And I'm sure Houston Billiter is glad to have him back on the floor because Derek can score for you, and all the best other teams' defenses are surrounding Houston pretty much every time. It's probably tough for him to get a shot off, but hey, Houston's scoring points for you.
Yeah, he is. Houston's a really good basketball player, and like you said, every other team's defensive strategy focuses around Houston, and getting Derek back definitely helps that. He's a big rebounder in there, and then we can get the ball inside and score inside, and then guys like Jacob Barber and Trenton Williams at times have stepped up and done a really good job of taking a little pressure off Houston, but Houston's a great basketball player. He's going to find ways to score. It's just been a little bit more difficult without Derek on the court, so he was very happy to get him back, yes.
And then, of course, you've got a lot of young kids. You're playing a lot of freshmen, and they're getting better game by game, but they're still freshmen, and they're seeing those varsity minutes for the first time.
You're 100% right. We go to Jacob Barber. He's a sophomore, and not much varsity experience until this year. He played a little bit for us last year, but he's still getting in the groove of varsity basketball. And then we play Dylan Cornwell and Colin Day quite a few minutes. And they're coming along. They've come along a long way in this first month, and they got a long ways to go, but they're contributing, doing the things they need to do to help us. Colin's been an animal on the boards lately and giving us everything he can, and Dylan's shot the ball well at times, but like you said, they're still freshmen. Still got a long ways to go, and then we're playing Michael Nelson quite a bit on the court too, and last year was his first year of playing basketball, so he's essentially a sophomore with no varsity experience too, and just a lot of young, inexperienced kids, and just working the fundamentals, and it's a day-by-day process, and our goal by the end is to be playing our best basketball in February when it matters.
Well, you're playing Arapahoe tonight again, Coach, for the second time. You got him the first time in the Cattle Trail, and I know Coach Strand and that bunch is itching for a win. They're going to be going all out for this one tonight.
Yeah, you're 100% right, and it seems like we always play Arapahoe a couple times a year, and usually end up splitting 1-1 or 2-1, Coach Strand does a great job over there, and they are itching for a win, and they've got some really good athletes over there. Yeah, they got some really good athletes in the Kohler kid and then the Will Casey kid. Unfortunately, Roscom got hurt there in football, and he was a great athlete. But they have some great athletes that can cause some problems on defense, and so hopefully we can keep working and can get them again this time.
Well, I know for your club and really for both teams, it's the final game before the Christmas break, and I know you don't come back really until after New Year's and play again, so you've got some practice time coming up after the moratorium, but boy, to get a win here on your home floor, bring some smiles, bring some confidence as you head in that Christmas break.
Yeah, that would be the best present, the Christmas present we could give the kids, is to go get a win right now, and like you said, kind of take the monkey off the back and go into Christmas break a little happier than if you would happen to lose. So that's our goal tonight, to go out and get the W, and then you take a few days off, 5 or 6 days off, and then get back to work. And like you said, we get about a week there before a game, and we can really fine-tune some things during that week that we get off. So it'd be nice to go into Christmas break with a win, and that's our plan tonight.